when do I get off a crew? When do I get off a mower? I have seen too many guys get off the mower too early. So that's what the business needs to grow, expand. Look, things happen. Like, you got to have working capital, not just working capital, but expansive capital to go, okay, I need a second truck for next year. I need this skid steer. Or I need this dingo. Or, you know, there's so many things. If the business isn't making profit, how can you? So the reason why I don't tell people to get off the mower until I haven't said this yet, until about.
Welcome to the Green Up Academy podcast with Alex Kirby, where we focus on helping you level up your green industry business. Whether it's marketing, finance, employees, or strategy, we talk about everything on this show to help you apply it to your business and change your family and company's future for decades to come. Here's your host, Alex Kirby.
What's up, Green Up Academy podcast family? Alex Kirby here, your host of the Green Up Academy podcast, where we talk about mowing, growing, and everything it takes to level up your green industry business here on this podcast. Thank you guys so much for being listeners. If you guys don't know who I am, I'm going to give you a quick intro. Alex Kirby is my name. I am born and raised in Columbia, South Carolina, the heaven on earth here in the United States. Love living in South Carolina. And I am 31 years young. I have three kids, a beautiful wife. My wife, Faith, is everything to me. She's the best. She's my best friend. And we started our lawn and landscape business that we recently sold in 2017. So owned it from 2017 to 2023. I still own the IP and the name, but the business is no longer in business because I sold it. But I love helping you guys. We have the Green Up Academy. If you guys don't know what that is a great place for community, for coaching, and for courses. So y'all check that out at thegreenupacademy.com. But here on this podcast, we talk about all things green industry to help you on the business side. Okay. We're not going to sit here and talk about equipment and striping and all that stuff. There's plenty of other guys out there doing that. I'm a business guy. We talk about how to grow your green industry business. And I think that's where the weakness has been in our industry for a long time. Because so many guys, you know, they don't start as business guys. They start as guys who are hard workers who want to provide for their families and cut grass and grind it out and get customers and the finance, the marketing, the sales, the team, the employee side, the leadership. It's the back burner. So it's something that if you get it right, it can really give you a competitive advantage as you grow. We deem it as very, very important. So that's what we talk about here on the podcast. Just want to give Jobber a shout out for being a sponsor of our show. Jobber, if you guys don't know, is the leading CRM in the game for service and tradespeople, especially in the green industry. If you use my code, which are in the show notes, and it's on our Instagram and our links, you will get 14-day free trial for free and huge discounts moving forward. So make sure you guys check out Jobber. Invoicing, quoting, routing. It does everything. So guys, make sure you're checking out Jobber. Change my business forever. I did 250 grand in business our first year, and then we did 500 grand the second year. And going into year three, you know, I knew we were going to jump up to around a million. I was like terrified because I had been doing everything on Excel sheets and just basically emailing quotes through an email, like a Gmail account. And I went to Equip Expo, which was at the time GIE, fall of 2018 for the first time. And that's when I ran into the Jobber booth and Corey Ballard was there speaking. And that's who I first saw. I'm just so impressed with him. But that's when I realized that, wow, like if I get a software, this is going to change everything for me. Like I'm going to be legit. I was sending invoices correctly, like through QuickBooks, but, wasn't, that's all I was doing. And so got Jobber in 2019 and it took my business to another level. It just made it so legit. So if you guys aren't using Jobber, you should check that out. This episode today, we're going to be talking about something pretty fun that I get often in our community on the Green Up Academy. And that is, when do I get off a crew? When do I get off a mower? We hear that question consistently, my team and I, of when's the right time? When am I supposed to? I mean, I'm slammed with quotes, but I can't really afford to get off the mower because I don't want to pay somebody. I feel like if I don't pay somebody, then I'll never get the quotes. And it's an endless cycle, right, y'all? And so today we're going to kind of chat through that of when's the right time to get off the mower, why, just so you know. So let's kind of jump into that. All right. When do you get off the mower? Well, of course, you don't get off the mower until it makes sense financially. Duh. Okay. I have seen too many guys get off the mower too early and they either break even or don't make any money or lose money. And they're like, what happened? Well, you got off the mower. Let me do some quick math for you. Okay. If you only have two employees, right? You have two employees. The whole thing about the green industry, especially with mowing, guys, is time is money. Okay. So if you're paying a guy $20 an hour, okay, and with payroll tax and all the other things that come with paying someone hourly, you know, let's say that's going to cost you 10 hours a day. It's $200 plus, you know, 12% roughly. So 12% is another 25 bucks a day, you know, 20 something bucks a day. Okay. So you got a break even cost on that employee on the labor at $220, let's say. You got two of those. You're at $440 break even per day in labor. Okay. Then you haven't even recouped your overhead. If you guys don't know what overhead is, that's your fixed cost. I never include labor into my fixed cost because I can control labor. What I can't control is my insurances. I have to pay them. I have to pay for gas to get to the job. I have to pay for tires, and I have to pay for, you know, all the things that, like, workers' comp. It's all fixed. It costs XYZ dollars per day, no matter if I'm out there or not. So then you have rent for your facility, right? Like, you're paying it whether you guys work that day or not. So those are your fixed costs, okay? So then you have to recoup your fixed costs. So let's, in this example, you know, your fixed cost can, if you're decent at it, should be somewhere in that, in a small company, you know, a couple $100 a day, maybe $150 a day. So you're at $600 per day for a crew to break even, guys. Okay. So the reason why I don't tell people to get off the mower until I haven't said this yet, till about $400,000 to $500,000 in revenue, is because you can't justify it, right? You need to be, as the owner and operator on that crew, you actually are paying yourself twice. And that's why it's very important when you start not to get off the mower too soon, because you need to be paying yourself the hourly rate that you would pay somebody else. So you're paying yourself the $20 an hour, and that goes to you. And then the business is making money above you, right? So if $650 is the break even for the day, and when you do your route and you're like, okay, this is $1,000 a day, well, then $350 a day is profit to the business. Okay. So that's what the business needs to grow, expand. You know, do the quick math, right? You do $350. I always talk in 4-day mowing days, 4-day mowing week, excuse me. That's $1,400 a week times four. That's $5,600 a month in profit if everything goes great. And you got 8 months of growing season. So $44,000 for the business in profit. You've paid yourself that $20 rate. You probably want to pay yourself a little bit of that in a bonus because you don't just want to make $45,000 for the year. So let's say you pay yourself another $15,000 of that to get you to $60,000. You got $30,000 left to expand the business next year. Look, things happen. Like, you got to have working capital, not just working capital, but expansive capital to go, okay, I need a second truck for next year. Or I need this skid steer. Or I need this dingo. Or, you know, there's so many things. If the business isn't making profit, how can you? So now let's do the math. If you got off the truck too soon and you're paying another guy that $20 an hour, now the only thing left is that $40,000 that the business made to pay yourself. And therefore, the business makes no money except for you to pay yourself a nominal salary. And that's why people get stuck. I recently had a friend, a coaching client, who signed up for my Journey program. If you guys are looking into a program where I take you from A to Z on how to grow your company, sort of a fractional chief revenue officer, if you will, I'm your guy. So we have one spot left. If you're interested in that, hit me up at alex@thegreenupacademy.com. I'll take you through all of this and how to get your business to the most revenue and profit it can. But I have one of my guys sign up, and he did this. He had a crew last year, and he got off the truck too soon, and he only made not very much profit at all. And this is what we identified. And this year now he's back on the truck. He's doing great. He's doing super great. Revenue wasn't his problem, is that he was sending it out too soon. So for us, you know, I didn't get off. I'm the first 2 years I mowed every day, all day, the first 2 years. And that was our 500K. And then going into year three, I got off the mower when we jumped to $1 million. So I think that 400 to 500K number is the right number. Because at that point, you're doing 4 or 5 quotes, you know, probably a day during the growing season. You've got to take materials. You've got to be the leader of the team. You can't just be on the machines. So hopefully that kind of answers that. Please don't make that mistake. Do not get off the mower too soon, guys. Like, it's a huge mistake. It will stunt your business growth like crazy. The other kind of thing to note off that is don't take too much out of the business early. A lot of people ask me, hey man, how did you get to $1 million company debt-free in 36 months? Well, it's because my wife and I made a choice and we lived with the married couples the first year, 3 couples in one house. So we had the least amount of expenses as possible. Therefore, we could keep all the money in the business. The second year, we bought a tiny house cash. We lived in a tiny house for 2 years. So second year, we didn't have a mortgage, didn't have this. Worked my butt off so I could save all this money. I saved $100,000. And then I spent almost all that money on expanding to the $1 million company. So again, this is 2018, 2019. You could buy like a nice truck for $13,000 at the time, man. Like I bought trucks, trailers, mowers, and it was like $50,000 at 3 extra crews. Like it was awesome. Now things have gotten more expensive, so a little bit more difficult, but you've got to make sacrifices. You've got to make choices where you go, hey, do I want this business to grow or do I want it to pay for my lifestyle? Big difference, big difference. So we made the choice to say we want it to grow so that it can be amazing for our family, not just, you know, nominally better. You know, now we have 10 acres, we have a paid for house, we have a paid for barn, we have 10, it's just an amazing life. We go on vacations when we want. We give a ton, we'll be able to be very generous, help other people. And so if you want that life, the freedom, it's not about becoming wealthy. It's about becoming free. Okay. You got to make choices in your business. Stop taking too much out to go, you know, buy a boat or whatever. Pay yourself a reasonable salary until you can really use that money to scale as quick as you can. So yeah, that's when to get off the mower, guys. Get to that 2-3 crews. You can get off that point, become the ops manager and sales manager. If you want to talk to me more about what that looks like, do a coaching call. Would love for you to go through the GreenUp Academy platform and sign up for one of those. I want to give a shout out to Pure Marketing, my company. We focus on a lot of green industry companies. We're renaming or rebranding here soon to Backbone Creative because we want to work with companies that have a backbone, that are the backbone of their communities like yours. So we're really excited about that. So make sure you hit us up for any marketing, email, social media, websites. We're your team. We can do it for you. We'd love to help you crush and get more customers. So thank y'all for listening. As always, the GreenUp Academy podcast. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Like, subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Keep mowing, keep growing, keep leveling up. See you next time.